Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Apparently it is Twinkies Day here at the office as we celebrate Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, Dana, right?
Twinkies Day. By the way, Scott Parks here. How are you?
I'm also Scott Parks.
Oh. Got Scott Parks today. I love it.
Very funny. Very, very funny.
If you haven't been online, a bunch of us got together and decided that for the Odyssey annual Halloween party, we were all going to get together and dress as Scott Parks.
And for those of you who don't know, that is black mesh shorts, a t-shirt that for whatever reason is four size larger than the hoodie that we're wearing.
Yes.
An old raggedy hoodie.
Yes.
And some flip-flops.
Or shoes optional. I don't have time.
That's right.
I only wore shoes today, closed-toed, because I didn't know if the get-together was outside or inside.
Mm.
And so I wore closed-toed shoes so that my toes didn't get cold.
Look, you are a great sport.
It was very funny.
I don't know that I have laughed that hard in a long time.
Well, it took me a minute, and I come upstairs and I see Sam. And Sam and I have the same exchange every day. It's like, Sammy boy. He goes, Skitty boy. And I look over at him, and he's wearing a blue hoodie and some black shorts. And I go, who are you? And he goes, nothing. And I'm like, okay, all right. Maybe Sam just didn't feel up to getting dressed up for Halloween
or
whatever. And I don't get dressed up for Halloween. I think that's for kids. And then I see...
You actually did today.
Yeah. Didn't have a choice.
Then I see Steven Spector, the program director for 96.5 The Fan, come around the corner, and he too is wearing a blue hoodie with the t-shirt exposed underneath the hoodie.
Yeah.
You know, over the short line.
Yes.
And he's wearing shorts and flip-flops. And I'm like, who are you? And he goes, I decided not to get dressed up. And I've never seen Spector wearing shorts or flip-flops ever. And then Dana walks around the corner.
Nor me, for that matter.
Yeah, nor you. Well, you've worn shorts here before, but not athletic shorts.
Yeah.
And then Dana walks around the corner wearing a blue hoodie and black shorts and no shoes. And that's when the jig was up. And I realized that there was a conspiracy.
Yes. A very funny, loving conspiracy.
Everybody in the office decided they were going to get dressed up like Scott Parks.
Now, I'm gonna just, for a moment, the funniest line I have ever heard, and Steven Spector dropped it. Just listen. This is as we're trying to take a photo. All right, here we go. We're taking the photo. Listen to Spector.
I'm mad and old.
I'm mad and I'm old.
Is that really what people think about me?
We took second place. We took second place in honorable mention. All of the Scott Parks took second place.
I got $100.
I know it. I did like, you know, get us phenomenal prizes. I just thought it'd be funny to dress up as Scott Parks. T was involved. I had to call her and tell her, God, hide the orange one. He's only got a blue one and an orange one. We're all wearing blue.
Actually, that's not true. I have 12 hoodies, but there are two that I prefer over the rest.
I was going to say, you only wear two. See, I stepped it up a notch, too. I have a band t-shirt on. I brought the Adidas sweatpants, and I brought Vans. I got four different versions
of
Scott Parks.
You really got into it.
Am I wearing a band t-shirt today?
You are.
That is correct.
It's so good.
It is
it's
a
so
kiss
good.
Shirt. Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope it's going to be a decent weather for trick-or-treating, and I hope that everybody has a safe, fun, enjoyable Halloween. We are going to be glued to game six of the World Series.
Are you not handing out candy?
We're not
tonight?
Handing out candy because we are taking a very quick weekend road trip. And so I might do the bowl. You know, if you're gone, do you just do the bowl? Help yourself to one?
Yeah, if you want it to not be there tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I don't want to be a Scrooge about it, but we aren't going to be there to physically hand out candy.
I would not leave a prized family porcelain bowl, Scott
right.
Parks,
mm-hmm. right.
on
we
your
do,
porch.
We have some experience with that, I believe.
Yeah, I would go for
Someone
the plastic
took all
trash
your candy
bowl.
One year, Charlie Brown, and took the bowl. I had forgotten about that.
It was my mom's porcelain bowl.
I had forgotten about that.
That we had had since we were kids.
So funny.
From the text line, I must know, were they all wearing underwear?
All right.
I don't know.
We're not going to get into all of the details.
Is the audio, when you guys all walk into the newsroom, is it clean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's totally clean.
Sam, audio, please.
Pappy's here.
And so's Dana.
That's when I knew.
Barefoot, too.
You see a quadruple?
I pulled that stump before.
They even have Pringles.
Do you have a Pringle?
Did you take it out of my drawer?
I did.
Come
it will be returned.
Will
you just hand
it? Yeah.
Come with me. I got to
Somebody can pay for my Pringles. Come on. Hey, I left my wallet in the car. Can you get my Pringles for me?
Scan it.
Hey, I left my
wallet in the car. Can you buy my Pringles?
Come over here and scan it.
Witness.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
You can watch me scan all these to prove to Roxanne that I paid for them?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know where we're going.
You are funny.
Oh, my God. That was embarrassing.
Yeah. Really fun.
We have Festus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. The airing of the grievances serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear Americans are going to hit record spending this Halloween? And I think it's for everything, like for your costume, for your candy. Americans are going to spend a record $114 per person. Ooh, with Halloween, believe it or not, evolving into a $13 billion industry, seeing significant expenditures as people prepared to celebrate. How much would it set you back for one of those? I've seen them in 2 or 3 yards. For the gigantic two-story skeleton.
That's like $200.
Like at a Costco or something like that?
Mainly Lowe's or Home Depot is
where
I've seen it.
My goodness.
Really, though, it's not the fact that people are spending or getting more stuff. There was a chocolate shortage driving up chocolate prices.
Yep.
Not to get political, but there's other things that are driving up prices.
Tariffs.
And that specifically weighs in on costumes that most people buy from companies like Amazon that are made in other countries, and therefore they are now more expensive.
A national retail study highlights that 96% of people will buy candy. 96%. 78% will purchase decorations. 71% will buy costumes. I do not decorate for Halloween. A good friend of mine got me a big old heavy clay pumpkin that I stick outside, and then I buy like three pumpkins and I just go conk, 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 like one in the urn, one in the flower pot.
One in the what?
One are, you know, those big urns, floral urns. I put one in there, one on the kitchen.
They're called floral urns?
Yeah, one on the kitchen table, one outside the porch or the patio, and I'm done.
Do you plant in ashes?
And they were $5. I mean, that's it.
The only thing we did is we bought one miniature pumpkin, which is on the island in the kitchen, and we bought enough candy that there's no way, because in our neighborhood, nobody moves in with 1 and 2 year olds.
Right.
I mean, by the time you get to the the neighborhood we live in, you're in your 40s or early 50s.
It's like your second house or your third.
Well, in my case, probably my fourth or fifth.
Right.
But, you know, I struggle in that category. And so most of the kids in the neighborhood are either in college or they're in high school.
Yeah.
But there are a couple of kids in the neighborhood. So, and there is this tendency for people to bring, to like van their kids into our neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we'll get a lot of that.
Interestingly, this study also found that people will spend a combined total of $860 million on costumes for their pets, reflecting the holiday's growing popularity and commercialization. I have a friend every year who dresses her dogs up, and I look forward to that text every year to see her puppies. But, you know, that is where some of the spending is coming from. Your animals.
Do you think you'll dress your dog up next Halloween?
Nice.
By the way, I have a grievance, and you are it, and you are it.
What did I do?
We weren't supposed to talk about just the possibility of that thing happening, and then you're
getting a dog.
Oh, let's talk about it on the show.
Didn't you already name this dog?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the dog?
Birdie.
Birdie.
Oh, God. When I thought it couldn't get worse.
It did.
His daughter texted today and said, could I see a photo of Birdie? And he goes, all right. No. He goes, no. We're not. He goes, there is no dog. We're just talking. No.
Who runs the house? You or him?
You know, it's unlikely. It's unlikely. But if
today,
it were to happen, yes, we've named her.
Where is the dog?
With my friend who is trying to find puppy a home.
Is it Carrie Emmert?
No. Mm-mm. Another friend. She sent me another video today. She's so cute.
What kind of dog is
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say because I don't.
It's a spaniel of some capacity.
I don't want to jinx it. I just don't want to talk about it. And you guys keep bringing it up. Although I teed it up telling you that people spend $800 million on dressing up their pets, which I would not do. I would be very fiscally responsible.
See, we got a dog that wears her costume all year long.
What is it?
She just looks like a cow. She has cow print.
Oh, does she really look like a cow?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like it's a costume or the dog looks like a cow?
Her print on her fur looks
like
a cow.
Yeah, looks like a cow.
Yeah.
Got it.
She's a little cow.
How close? No.
Happy Halloween. You're not backing out.
Nope, it's not, actually. How close are we to getting this dog?
Not. We knew.
Now, when you think about what you name your future dog, you do need to remember that at some point you will be yelling at this dog. Not you know, in an aggressive manner, but just to correct a behavior.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Have you tested out yelling Birdie?
No, but it's such a good name for us. You know that.
Birdie, you get it from golf.
Rolls off the tongue way better than Albatross.
That's where it comes from.
Well, and her obsession with birds.
Oh, I never thought about that. Yeah. 913, it's a twofer.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Birdie, come here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
So, story here from Fox 4. One study finds that Kansas City will be one of the five most dangerous places in America to go trick-or-treating this year. Action Network reviewed FBI uniform crime reports, sex offender databases, and NHTSA's fatality analysis reporting system. Kansas City got poor marks not just for violent crime, but for pedestrian safety. The Kansas City Metro has the second highest number of deaths per 100,000 residents, only behind Columbus, Missouri. Or check that, Columbus, Ohio. Quoting here from President Don Maxwell with the Prospect Business Association. I know last week we had three people hit on bicycles. It is dangerous out there for adults, teenagers, and especially it can be dangerous for small kids. So just be careful tonight.
I know for a fact that we are way up there on that list of traffic fatalities every single year, specifically the pedestrian traffic fatalities.
Did you guys see I sent you this, that we have another kiddo that was struck on a scooter? And I don't know, you'd have to look this up. Is it an e-scooter or was it a scooter? But they're doing some sort of program, pardon me, in Gladstone, where a kiddo was seriously hurt, young Gladstone student, okay? And now they are today hosting an event to promote safety on e-bikes and scooters and the like, right? And it runs till 3 o'clock. They are distributing and fitting more than 400 helmets for students. And there's like the school has this little area set up where children can practice their riding. They'll show you how to put the helmet on, because how many times have you been riding around and you see a kid with their helmet on and the straps are flying? They're flinging because they're not, it's not buckled, right?
Which makes him of no use.
It was a second grade student who was struck by a car riding his scooter near the school, spent weeks recovering from a traumatic brain injury. So please, please be careful. They're doing that at Gladstone Elementary today until 3 o'clock.
From the BBC, U.S. space agency NASA is rejecting reality star Kim Kardashian's claim that the 1969 space mission to land the first man on the moon was faked.
Yeah, she's quite certain.
Said Sean Duffy, who is the transportation secretary, also the acting administrator of NASA, yes, we have been to the moon before 6 times.
Why are they even bothering to correct something so patently ridiculous?
Right. If they had been there 6 times, there would be no need to come out with a statement saying,
here we go,
we've been there 6 times. I agree with you, Dana. Why bother?
It should scare the hell out of everyone that that woman has as much influence as she does.
She's now a lawyer.
That is correct.
She did get some sort
passed
of
the bar.
Some sort of law degree.
And passed the bar.
Okay. All right.
Kardashian made the comments on the latest episode of her long-running TV series, The Kardashians, telling co-star Sarah Paulson that she thought that the moon landing, quote, did not happen.
Okay.
Despite being consistently debunked, Sam, Conspiracy theories as to whether humans actually reached the moon have persisted for more than 50 years.
Okay.
Particularly with the rise of social media.
I have an update for...
Well, you can't wait to deflect off that one.
Your run, do not walk that you dropped on us on Monday. On Monday, if you missed the show, Scott came in and was sort of agitated about it. And he said, I have a run, do not walk, but I don't want to talk about it because the ending was
terrible.
I don't want to talk about it, but it was so good.
A house of dynamite.
He goes, I don't know if I should call it a run, do not walk. So last night, Sophie and I sat down with Johnny after dinner and we're scrolling, trying to figure out what to watch. There was no baseball on last night, travel day. And I don't know what I'm going to do when baseball's over. So we start scrolling and he said, why don't we watch that show that Scott said was so good, but that critics, and there have been stories written about this week, mm-hmm. are saying people are so mad about the ending. So, mm-hmm. and I'm not giving away anything, Scott. I don't think you gave away anything when we talked
not.
About it.
I did not.
It's 5 or 6 high level federal workers when a missile is launched toward the United States. So one of them is FEMA from different perspectives.
From 3 different perspectives.
Oh, it's more than that. There's FEMA. There's the guy that is watching the little blip, blip, blip and going, oh, wait a minute. Is that something coming toward us? Which we all hope there is really some man or woman sitting there watching to make sure there's not a missile coming toward us. There's the view of the president. There's the view of the person that understands relations with China. And it's all these different views in real time when you have essentially 16 minutes to make the call, what do we do? And Idris Elba plays the president of the United States. He does a fantastic job. I am going to piggyback on your run, do not walk. I bit all my fingernails off.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those like kind of like war games where you're like, do you want to play a game? And you're like, ah, here we go.
Right.
I thought it was very well done. And the ending didn't bother me because I knew
that you would be disappointed.
I knew that you had said a lot of people were like, with the ending. Mm-hmm. Did you not find it interesting?
You basically have to
make up your...
Do you
know what the football is? Do you know what they call the football?
Yeah, that's the nuclear launch codes.
So there's also the guy...
The briefcase.
That carries around they call it the football, which
yeah,
is...
the nuclear football.
The briefcase that never, ever, ever leaves the president no matter what. No matter, right. I think if the president goes to the bathroom, the football goes in there.
Well,
with him.
I think it stays right outside the door. But
so
yes.
Anyway, I say run, do not walk. I loved it. It's like the West Wing meets War Games meets... it was stressful.
I'll simply say this without giving away too much. You get to decide at the end how it ends.
Yeah, which I think is a fair way to end it.
So it's like The Sopranos.
Sort of.
Very much so.
Fade to black.
And we're not giving away the ending because it's the movie that is so good. Forget the ending. It's worth it just to watch the movie.
You know, I was thinking about that this week after Scott's run, Do Not Walk. Is it lame to have that kind of ending or is it completely awesome? Because you're like, we have such a great build that you are so mad that we never gave you the payoff.
What I like are the human stories behind it where you're a mom, but you also happen to work for the White House, Sam. But you're a mom. Or you are a senator and you also happen to have a daughter that lives in Chicago. Your duty is to the president and to your country in a moment of crisis. But do you not also pick up the cell phone and go, look, you didn't hear it from me, but pack your bags and get out? Like,
of course you do.
There's also those kind of ethical, moral, employment type questions where, you know, and it shows people getting, you know, Dick Cheney always had the secret underground location, you know, and all that really does happen. And they drill for this. You know they drill for this.
Of course they do. You have to keep a semblance of the government alive.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's pure chaos if, God forbid, there was ever some sort of nuclear war between the United States and Russia or the United States and China. We have to keep at least a modicum of a government alive.
It's like Lone Survivor. Do you think there's really someone that comes in with the military and says, I have authorization because your job is so important, Scott, to remove you to get you to a safe location by force if necessary?
Well, so
like you don't get to go to the bathroom. You don't get to call your wife. We are taking you to a secret undisclosed location.
Okay, but that's not what the Lone Survivor is.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You have to have... Do you think they really do that?
The Lone Survivor?
If someone tells you, come with us. We're going down to a bunker.
But with Lone Survivor, usually that's during like a State of the Union or a joint.
The Ag Secretary or whatever.
And
Dan Glickman was the Lone Survivor one year.
He was the Ag Secretary at the time, former Kansas congressman from Wichita. But you ever notice they never pick like a high-ranking member of the cabinet? It's never the Secretary of Defense or the Secretary of State. It's always like the Interior Secretary.
Well, that's because the important ones need to be present for whatever meeting's going on.
Well, and the important ones all have deputies who have deputies who have deputies who have deputies.
What I'm saying is usually the Lone Survivor is designated during a State of the Union.
It's the Ag Secretary.
You would think you would want like the Secretary of State. Or, you know, obviously it can't be the Speaker of the House because he or she's got to be up on the lectern. But
Hear ye.
Yeah. But it's always like this low-level cabinet secretary.
Right.
That nobody has ever really even heard of. The Secretary of Commerce. I don't even know who that is. The Secretary of the Interior. The head of the VA. It's never like Marco Rubio.
Well, and back to Dana's point about like calling your loved ones, you have to be very careful who you call, because if it leaks out to the media that nukes are coming, it would cause mass mayhem.
Mayhem.
Can't have that.
913-586-7798. By the way, there have been no fewer than five times since the end of World War II that the United States and the Soviet Union / Russia thought one or the other had launched a nuclear attack on the other. No fewer than five occasions. One occasion occurred in the 1950s when a flock of geese flew over an early warning radar site and was mistakenly identified as a Soviet bomber attack, triggering a high alert. My guess would be, and I have no expert knowledge on this, that there is a direct red phone line between the two countries.
Oh, there's also a movie about that. There's that phone in the basement. And this guy that was in the movie we're talking about, was it called The Night Watchman or something? There's like this basement room somewhere in the United States, and there's just a red phone.
That was like 10 years ago?
Yeah, like 5 years ago. And there's just some dude that your entire job is to sit down there and hope to God that phone never rings, because if that phone rings, you know what has hit the fan.
It was 2017.
Night Watchman, is that what it's called?
The Night Watchman, 2017. I think.
It was good.
No, that was about angry vampires. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. The most recent one that I can find was in September of 1983, right about the time of War Games. A Soviet early warning system misidentified the sun's reflection off high-altitude clouds as a launch of multiple U.S. nuclear missiles. The system was triggered, and although a Soviet officer correctly identified the false alarm, this event highlighted the dangers of relying solely on automated systems. Meteor showers have triggered alerts.
Meteor showers.
Mm-hmm.
God.
And in June 3rd of 1980, a single faulty computer chip caused a false report of a massive missile launch from the United States, leading to the U.S. Air Force and NORAD going on high alert for several minutes.
Kids, that's what we were dealing with in elementary school growing up, when they would all say, get under your desks.
Mm-hmm.
Grab onto your knees.
Because that plywood is going to save your life.
Said no one ever.
Honest to God, Sam, we used to have to get, we didn't do shooting drills back in the day. We did, the Soviets have just launched a nuclear attack on the United States drills.
Desk.
And we had those very, it's not real wood, it's
particle board.
Particle board, thank you. With a nice shellac on top of it. And you were told to get under your desk. Mm-hmm. Remember, get in almost on your knees fetal position.
Yeah.
Cover your head because your arms are going to protect you from the radiation.
Right. I still want to know, in the history of that time, that 5 or 6 years or 10 years we were all doing that, mm-hmm. was there ever a science teacher that just said, look, what are we doing?
Oh, I'm sure there was,
We don't need to be doing this. Here's another throwback to Halloween, by the way, and the 80s. We got to talk about this. Have you seen the meme that says, can't breathe, can't see, let's go knock on doors? Do you guys all remember in the late 70s? And Scott, you might not have been here. Do you remember in elementary school the plastic? Oh, God, I can still smell the plastic. Here were your choices growing up in the Kansas City area. And if I'm missing one, please tell me. Here were your choices growing up in the late 70s and early 80s. You could have a mask that was Casper the Ghost.
I remember that one.
You could have a princess. It was kind of a take on Disney. But the eye cutout holes were very creepy. They had one for Snoopy. They had one for a clown. They had one that looked like Planet of the Apes. And then I think you could do a Smurf at some point. Oh, and they definitely had Strawberry Shortcake and He-Man. That was it. There was none of this political commentary, fun, hilarious costumes where people, you know, I remember one year we went as the Bush twins just as a joke, like
Jen and Barbara.
Yeah, we went as Jen and Barbara and the Texas garb. You know, people are like clever now with Halloween. Halloween when we were growing up was not clever.
So
do you not remember there were two staples they would put on either side of these sheep? And I'm quite sure they were toxic. Plastic masks. And then there was a little, it wasn't even a rubber band.
It
was an elastic string, yeah. Like the rubber ball, bouncy ball string it was on. And it would go behind your head. And you just went to school in your clothes and put like maybe a smock on over it that came with it. And just that mask.
So my mom, we never did those masks. You left out the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
My mom would always sew my Halloween costumes.
My mom did too. She was a big let's make a costume, and we won a couple of costume contests one year.
There's only one
highlight of my childhood.
There's only one that St. Margaret regrets making.
What?
What do you think?
I don't know what.
Well, a religious woman like my mother sewed me a costume.
Did she let you go as the devil?
She did indeed.
No way.
Yes, she did. I still have pictures of it. She says to this day that is the one Halloween costume she regrets making was when she had me go as Satan. Mm-hmm. Yep. I still remember it. And it had a long red tail with a little hook on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Pitchfork, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I had a pitchfork, and it had a sharp, pointy tail. And the tail would bob because it was attached by fishing line to the back of my head.
The masks were notorious for making faces sweat, and the small eye and mouth holes made breathing and seeing difficult. But go cross the street, kid, while you're asking
absolutely,
for candy.
Absolutely.
Condensation quickly fogged the inside. It had a flimsy design. The thin elastic bands were often held on by a single staple that could pull out, sometimes leading to minor injuries.
What is the age at which you question whether or not they deserve candy?
I think if the teenagers are out ringing doorbells and saying trick or treat.
Let them have it?
You let them have it. There's that funny Curb Your Enthusiasm episode with Larry David where two teenagers just show up. They're not even wearing costumes. And they're like, trick or treat. And he goes, no, you're not even dressed up.
Well, and I've noticed that with the kids these days, once they're over the age of 16, they don't even bother. By the way, there's a blue jay on the tree right outside of our window. I think that's a sign.
Stop it.
It just flew away. The Blue Jays are going to win tonight.
Oh, that's the sign. Oh, I'm down for that sign. I thought you thought it was your grandpa saying hi or something.
What?
Well, people think that when you see birds.
Yeah, blue jays, robins, or even with butterflies, monarch
Cardinals.
Butterflies.
No, I just saw a blue jay land on the tree right outside of our window, and I thought, Blue Jays are going to win
tonight. Now, wait, what were you asking about the Halloween masks?
No, I wasn't asking about that. What I was saying is that I think over the age of 16, the kids don't even bother to get dressed up. They just go door to door.
They just go door to door.
And they always come out later than everybody else, and that's fine. You know, I appreciate that. You're not taking away candy from the younger kids who actually got dressed up, who still believe in the magic.
Thank you. We forgot about C-3PO. There was definitely a C-3PO that you could
correct.
Do.
Yeah, but if you're going to go trick-or-treating at 16, at least put a costume on. I always hated it, and I was a kid handing out candy. I always hated it when we would be handing out candy, and we lived in one of those neighborhoods where people would bus in, you know, a Suburban with like 35 kids in it.
Aw.
And
you give out the candy.
That doesn't bother me one bit.
It doesn't bother me either, but we would have hundreds of trick-or-treaters, and then it would die off, and then here come all the 16-year-olds who are just carrying around a pillowcase. And I'm like, what are you for Halloween? And this is me as a kid, like 7 years old. I'm like, hey, what are you for Halloween? He's like, I'm me. And I'm like, you don't get any candy. Get out of here.
No, give the kid candy.
They're doing the legwork.
That's about all they're doing.
Here's the deal. And I've heard people complain about, you know, the van that rolls up and about five or six kids get out and they start walking your neighborhood. Here's the deal with that doesn't bother me at all.
There's no rule against that.
My guess is that they're probably from neighborhoods where they don't necessarily feel safe.
Oh, I'll tell you right now, we never trick-or-treated in our neighborhood. We would have been killed. We live literally on the wrong side of the tracks. There was no going to any of those doors unless you were trick-or-treating for meth, whatever the complement of meth was back in the late 70s.
It was crack.
Right? So, you know, my mom always loaded us up and took us to West Topeka, and we would park and go out and do a couple doors and, you know.
Yeah. When I've heard people in my neighborhood complain about, you know, vans that show up and these kids, they don't live here. That, again, not to repeat myself, but that doesn't bother me at all. Because all I can fathom is that these kids and their responsible parent doesn't feel comfortable with their kid trick-or-treating in their own neighborhood.
The only thing that ever shocked me about it was the number of kids that would get out of one SUV.
It's like a clown car.
I know.
I mean,
like,
let's be honest.
How'd you get that many in there?
Yeah.
Pack them in, kids. We're going to Western Shawnee.
Are you laying on top of each other?
Did you ever... I remember one year, it was the worst Halloween of my life. I was young. I was probably, I don't know, 9. I had a pillowcase as my bag to collect candy, but I was small, I was short, and I dragged my bag along the street with all my candy in it, and I ripped a hole in the case, and by the time I got home, I had no candy.
Oh!
I had walked the neighborhood all night long, trick or treat.
Put in the time.
Trick or treat. And I didn't realize when I got home that I had ripped a hole in my bag.
Oh, sweetheart.
And I had no candy.
At least you weren't going to bite into something that had a razor blade in
it. That was always debunked.
Not when we were little. Let me check that for razor blades. You let me check that.
No, but...
Where was the origin of the razor blade?
913-586-7798. We will explore when we get back here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
So every year when we were kids, if there was an apple, first of all, you're a jerk if you put an apple in a kid's bag.
There's the dentist on the block.
Yeah. Well, it's for your health. we would get home and parents were automatically sus about the apple in the bag because chances are, even though there were no cuts on its skin, there were chances that that apple had a razor blade in it.
Thank you, New York Times.
Is that, that's the nexus?
A 1970 New York Times article took a deep dive into all of the hypothetical examples of ways that people could tamper with candy.
Hmm.
Needles inside chocolate bars, razor blades inside apples. And then, of course, 13 years later, Dear Abby decided that she wanted some and wrote an entire column about the razor blade in the apple, and
which was a non-event.
That,
a non-event.
There have been no proven cases of death or serious injury from some sort of device placed inside of candy.
Has
or
there been a device
fruit
placed in the candy? I don't even know that anyone's ever found anything in candy.
No, there no provable cases of death or injury.
12 years after that, 1995, Ann Landers, who happens to be Dear Abby's sister, decided to write yet another column regarding razor blades and apples, except for she also decided to include poison that was put in candies by syringes.
Okay. Okay.
All of which hypothetical, none of which based in evidence.
Not one.
Not a single one. And have you ever tried? I mean, I've, not that I've tried, but I'm just thinking about it logically with like the physics, and I cut an apple every single day for my lunch. It wouldn't be very easy to get a razor blade into an apple. The apple would be annihilated.
Right.
And like, let me take a bite of this thing.
And getting the razor inside of it, you would cut it in
half. You puncture the skin.
Right. Yeah.
Even if you got the razor blade in.
Yeah. We're dumb.
You would still have to puncture the skin of the apple. Correct?
Yeah. From the text line, wrong. There have been two. Well, I'm sure that there were people that actually did it after these stupid columns came out. Thank you, New York Times.
There is no evidence that candy has ever been poisoned or that apples have ever been injected with a razor blade.
I don't think there's any evidence that anyone ever flashed you to, hey, there's a police officer up here, or turn your lights on, you need to turn your lights on, and then they got murdered in a gang initiation.
Well, no, that one's true.
Are we sure, Sam?
No, that's not true.
I don't think it's true. But to this day, if someone flashes me, I'm like, I'm not flashing them back. Although I don't want to die in some gang initiation.
Although I will say this, I was a little disappointed, and I must confess I didn't participate either. I was driving to work this morning for the potluck that we had, and on a side street near my home, there was a police officer very hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were coming in my direction, you could easily see the police officer.
Mm-hmm.
If you were coming in the other direction, you could not. There were 4 cars behind me. Not a single one flashed drivers going the other way. To
you
let them know.
Either.
I know. I like I said, I fully confess I did not participate either.
Is, do you want them to get pulled over?
Is no. But is that something that has gone the way of the dodo bird?
I still do it.
Warning other motorists that, hey, there's a cop up ahead.
I don't do it anymore.
What are you afraid of?
The gang initiation.
Okay.
I don't want to wake up and be in a gang.
That's not how it works, Dana. You end up dead. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
How did I get in this gang?
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.